I've learned that it's really, really important for us to take personal responsibility for our health and life. That dentists and doctors don't know everything, that there's a lot more to learn and know. We have to be curious and ask questions. And also, we have to understand that health and wellness is our birthright, and that we have a responsibility to be good hosts and hostesses to this wealth of bacteria that wants to support our lives and our health and give us the best life possible.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. An Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. I'm super excited to have Kimberly from Kimberly Miles Communications, which specializes in stress management, natural health, and personal growth. When her health failed 30 years ago, Kim became passionate about natural health and healing as she set out to find the root cause of her symptoms. It's a really interesting story and led to her writing the book At the Root. So I'm very pleased to be able to welcome to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show today. I have on the line Kimberly Miles. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm very well, Anne. How are you today?
I'm just terrific, thank you. It's a lovely day here in sunny Queensland, Australia. So whereabouts are you located?
I'm in usually what sunny Sedona, Arizona, but right now we're having a day of rain, which is very unusual for us.
Well, that's what I would love to hear is rain. We're in the middle of our rainy season when we haven't had much rain here in North Queensland.
Oh.
So, Kimberly, I see that your company specializes in stress management, natural health, and personal growth, but that wasn't always what you did, was it?
No, actually not. The company kind of evolved over time, over the past 17 years. It evolved because I became quite passionate about natural health due to my own health issues. I had been extraordinarily healthy up until my junior year of college, and I started to have all kinds of really weird symptoms, like swelling in my face and neck that would come and go, arthritic-like conditions in different parts of my body. I had tremendous brain fog and memory loss. And I also just got every flu that came along. I had bacterial pneumonia for the past 30 years. I had it maybe once or twice a year, and it would be very hard to recover. Also, very low energy. I would go from doctor to doctor for about 7 to 10 years. And no one could help me. No one could give me a diagnosis or tell me what was wrong. And finally, I found a doctor that diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome. So with that, I was armed with a diagnosis, which made me pretty happy. Of course, there's no cure for chronic fatigue, but I just knew with every ounce of my being that health and wellness are our birthright. And I decided to set out on a journey that lasted for 30 years to find the root cause of my illness, in fact, which I did.
That's remarkable that it took so long for you to get a bit of a clue, but that's not the whole story, is it? When you first got sick and your life changed so much, what happened to you personally as a result of being sick? Would you were still able to go to work?
It was really, really hard. What I had really wanted to do, well, I was so curious and interested and enthusiastic about learning. There were so many different avenues I wanted to explore: psychology, law, public speaking, becoming an author. I really loved to write, and that was something that I did ever since grade school. When people would ask me when I was 6 years old, my parents loved to tell this story, you know, "Kimberly, what are you going to be when you grow up?" I used to say a New York Times bestselling author. Now, I really didn't know what that was, but my parents were avid readers and learners themselves. One of the things that happened was I developed terrible brain fog and memory loss, so it made studying very, very difficult for me. As a matter of fact, I had to end up giving up my dream of becoming an author and a speaker. I was able to go on to graduate school somehow, and somehow I passed my university courses with honors. I'm not too sure how I did that, but in any event, I went on to graduate and go to graduate school in art history, and then I got a fellowship from the Smithsonian Institution to pursue my own research in American art and culture, which gave me the background to write my book, At the Root, because I got all kinds of wonderful skills in researching and critical thinking and writing. And then from there, I did a lot of kind of odd jobs, worked at an eye doctor's office, worked for some clothing stores and whatnot, and just kind of dragged through the day. I got married when I was in graduate school, and 7 years later, I gave birth to my first daughter. And then after that, the following 18 months later, I had a second daughter. It's pretty amazing with everything I went through that I could even conceive and give birth, but both girls were fairly normal. And then I went through horrible postpartum depression on top of the exhaustion and the aches and pains that I had. Actually, right before I gave birth to my second daughter, I went through a very serious bout of bacterial pneumonia, which was very difficult to recover from. So it was very discouraging. Though actually being a mom changed my life because I took a good hard look at myself in the mirror and I decided that I wanted to be a good role model for my daughters. I wanted them to see a mother who was healthy and strong and vibrant and creative and full of energy and vim and vigor, and that just wasn't me. So at that point, I started studying nutrition and really got into the body, understanding how the body works and natural health. I began to take courses in stress management and created my own techniques. Out of that, realizing that personal growth was so important, I started meditating. The first book I ever read was about personal growth, and I'd say stress management too, was Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. That had a huge impact on me, primarily because I'd never thought about the concept of loving the self. And certainly I wasn't feeling very good about myself. I was extremely hard on myself. My mind would scream at me, you're not good enough, you're not doing things right. My family and friends thought I was a hypochondriac. And I eventually saw that the medical community just had no answers for me at all. And that's when I really decided to go on my own journey and explore natural health and get certifications in that and start to create my own stress management techniques.
That's a big journey you went on, but the diagnosis that you had wasn't totally correct, was it?
No, it wasn't. And what I've learned, Anne, is that essentially the mouth is really, really important to our overall health. Not only does it mirror what's going on in the body, but it can be the root cause of what our health symptoms are. And what I've learned is that essentially, well, this is my hypothesis. This is what I think now. A lot of these autoimmunity diseases and a lot of symptoms for health really originate from our mouth. Also, I believe now that the aging process of what we consider the natural aging process is really due to what's going on in our mouth. Dr. Vall, who is a German physician, studied health and oral health for 40 years, and he came to the conclusion that 80% of illness is a result of problems in the mouth. So I did discover that essentially my problems started shortly after I had my wisdom teeth extracted when I was a junior in college. And I discovered that because at one point I was getting very desperate. I was getting near the point of becoming an empty nester. I was super, super sick. I had had bacterial pneumonia and almost died from it. And at this point, my liver was starting to shut down. So I went back, I went to the Mayo Clinic, I went to different physicians, different specialists, and they sent me for an MRI because the lymph nodes in my neck, which had always been slightly swollen, I called them frozen peas actually, had gotten quite large. And at that point, they were considering a diagnosis of lymphoma. They really didn't know what to do or what was wrong with me because I had such a healthy lifestyle and I did so many natural therapies. And that caused everybody to just say, well, you see, Kimberly, these natural therapies really don't work. When in fact, it was a chronic problem of bacterial infection in my jawbones. That was the problem. So I could take as many supplements, change my diet, do all kinds of things, and nothing was going to change until I took care of that root cause. Well, at this point, frankly, as you can imagine, I was about 50 years old. My girls were getting ready to go to college and start their lives, and becoming an empty nester was a very difficult concept for me. So to be honest, I was really ready to go. I had very little quality of life. And I went to see a friend of mine who's a naturopathic doctor. And she referred me to a colleague of hers who is a German natural doctor. She was trained in Germany. So I decided to go see her, and why not? I figured I had nothing else to do or lose at that point. And she took a very careful health history, and she asked me a question that nobody had ever asked me before, which was simply, tell me about your dental work. So I told her I had my four wisdom teeth extracted when I was a junior in college. and that I had two root canals done when I first moved to Sedona because I had developed another symptom of fainting. And I fell on a concrete plinth and literally broke the two teeth and injured them so badly that my dentist recommended a root canal therapy for them, which I went in and got. It was shortly after that that my health really started to go down, but I hadn't made the connection yet. Anyway, this German doctor said to me, "I think all your health problems are caused by your mouth." And we talked a little bit about that. And I had really had, for the past 30 years, developed my intuition and honed my relationship with my body. And everything she was telling me just felt right on. So I took the biological dentist's card and called him and went down to see him. And the rest is history. I ended up going through three dental surgeries called a dental revision. And with each surgery, literally a group of my health symptoms and problems disappeared in the dental chair. With the first surgery, the arthritis in my right hand totally disappeared, and the swollen lymph in my neck was gone. Also, my very low, dangerously low blood pressure normalized. And since the surgeries, I've never, ever had bacterial pneumonia ever again.
That's absolutely amazing. And what a great relief. And it's terrible that it took them so long. I've never heard of that type of a dentist before. Is it a common profession?
Biological dentists are relatively a new breed. They do have their own associations and things. And a biological dentist has been trained as a regular traditional dentist. But what has happened is they've had a personal experience or an experience with their patients that have showed them that, gee, there's something different going on here. There's something more that I need to know. So they've taken additional training in integrative medicine, functional medicine, these things. And they have a very holistic approach to dealing with oral health. They understand that the mouth is an integral part of the body, that the mouth houses over 700 different types of bacteria, and that we have anywhere from roughly 10 to 50 billion bacteria. It's so interesting, Anne, because I'm not a scientist, but I had to learn what 99% of dentists don't learn in dental school, according to Dr. Dawn Ewing, who's the executive director of the Biological Association. And what we need to understand is that bacteria outnumber our body's own cells 10 to 1. Also, bacteria have 360 times more genes than our own body does. Our body has about 23, 24,000 genes. So it's so important the way we treat that bacteria. And a lot of things that there's so many things we can do with our lifestyle and what we eat and the type of things we put in our mouth. But what people don't understand is dentistry plays a big part of that. Both dental materials, you could be allergic to dental materials, and biological dentists use a simple blood test that shows you your biocompatibility with dental materials, as well as infection. And we've all heard of cavities and gum disease, But the one thing that we don't hear anything about is cavitations. And cavitations are simply infected holes in the jawbone. There are many different ways you can get a cavitation. Actually, cavitations are quite well known in other parts of the body. For example, hips. Often when there's a cavitation in the hip, that'll be cleaned out and you'll have a hip surgery. But even though that cavitations are written about in dental literature and pathology, dentists aren't trained about them in dental schools. Well, biological dentists know that they do in fact exist, and you can get them from a tooth extraction, leaving the infection and the little periodontal ligament, which is the cushion between the tooth and the jawbone. And if the dentist or oral surgeon uses epinephrine with the anesthetic, that essentially stops blood flow. So that means that stops oxygen to getting to that space that they're operating on and removing the tooth. And so the bone quickly dies. Bisphosphonate drugs that are used for osteoporosis, you can read about one of the side effects, which are jawbone cavitations. So they really do exist, and I'm living proof of them. Also, you can get cavitations due to the root canal procedure. I had cavitations in both my root canals. I chose to have them pulled. And also I had some cysts and tumors there as well. What biological dentists will also do is they will send out the material that they take out of your mouth for a biopsy. And biopsies aren't normally done in dentistry, and they're frowned upon by dental boards, but they're really important. In the appendices of my book, At the Root, I have the reports from DNA Connections about the different types of bacteria that were found in the cavitations where my wisdom teeth had been extracted and from the two root canals. And it was mind-blowing. I learned more about bacteria than I ever wanted to. And what I learned essentially is that bacteria from the mouth can seed illness and disease in other parts of the body. We've heard of gum disease and the bacteria from that affecting heart or diabetes or these different things. It's called a focus of infection, a focal infection. And knowing what bacteria was in my cavitations, essentially, I researched it all and I was able to piece together my entire health history. There was pathogenic bacteria that causes pneumonia, that causes inflammation, that causes the liver to shut down, that causes all different kinds of things. It was just mind-blowing to me. And having the dental revision and having this all cleaned out, I got my life back. I no longer have brain fog. I often tell my biological dentist, I feel like I'm picking up on my life where I left off before my wisdom teeth surgery when I was 20.
It's absolutely amazing, your story and the journey you've been on, such a long one. To finish up now, what have you learned from all your experiences?
I've learned that it's really, really important for us to take personal responsibility for our health and life, that dentists and doctors don't know everything, that there's a lot more to learn and know. We have to be curious and ask questions. And also, we have to understand that health and wellness is our birthright, and that we have a responsibility to be good hosts and hostesses to this wealth of bacteria that wants to support our lives and our health and give us the best life possible. I believe we're here to make the world more beautiful for ourselves and others. Biological dentistry may not have all the answers, but educate yourself, learn, go and talk with a biological dentist and a holistic hygienist. Do the work so you can have the best life you possibly can. The world needs what we all have to offer, our gifts and our talents. Let's not spend another minute dealing with symptoms and being sick. We can't be at our best.
Well, thank you. It's been so amazing listening to your story. If people were interested in getting a hold of your book, At the Root, or contacting you and finding out more about you, where would they go?
My book sells on Amazon, both as paperback and Kindle version. It's on several other platforms as ebooks as well. You can also find out information about me at KimberlyMiles.com. I love to hear from people and tell me your story.
Well, thank you. It's been terrific having you on the show.
And thank you so much. I've really appreciated the opportunity to share my story. I hope it inspires and influences others.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.